views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm hosting her show for her today, and I want to thank you so much, Pat, for the opportunity. And my radio show, The Truth is Funny, I had a really great start to the day here with it being New Year's Eve Day, and I had Phil Free on The Truth is Funny, and we were talking about how to move into the new year with, more power. And now today on this show, I have Mark Kettenbach here with me from Germany, and Mark is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's a UN method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. He is also the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions. And Mark considers himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching sessions remind people of stand-up comedy. He loves the idea of having fun while learning, and I can testify to that. Mark has a unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering, and he wants each and every one of us to find our passions in life. His claim is, we do voodoo. And I met Mark about 5 years ago at a seminar, and he and I have been connecting with each other ever since. We've been working together, and actually just this year we co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars together. And in 2014, we hosted our first seminars in Germany, in England, and also in Canada. Mark, it's such a pleasure to have you on the Dr. Pat Show. Are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am. Thank you very much for that warm welcome here. I'm like very, very honored. And thanks again to you for having me. And thanks to Dr. Pat for having the both of us.
Yeah, so... You know, today's New Year's and you're in Europe right now. So you're at about, 7 o'clock p.m.?
That's right. Right. That's right. We have 5 hours to go, right? And then it's 2015. I can't believe it. It's like, whoa, I remember when we were talking to everybody about the millennium, right? That's now 15 years ago.
It's funny, isn't it, how we are, time passes, right? And yep. You know, you and I've been working together a lot this year, and, you know, we decided that when, you know, Dr. Pat gave me this opportunity to host this show, I was really happy to have you come on because I felt like what a great way to start the new year is having my own radio show, like The Truth is Funny. As I said, I had Phil Free on this morning, and we were shifting energy for people on that radio show, and then having you on here, and you and I had talked about, we just wanted to share with people to be able to define their objectives and start shifting their reality. Like, now is a great time to do it moving into the new year. So you're always shifting your reality, whether you're aware of it or not. But if you want to manifest what you want, this is what we want to talk about on today's show and how to, how to get what you want with more ease. So would you like to share some thoughts with people about that?
Oh yeah, sure. Of course. I'm glad to, actually. Set new goals and keep on track. I think the whole problem with the new, I don't know how it is in Canada and the U.S., but in Europe, everybody sets goals like for the New Year's, and by like, I don't know, by the end of January, most of that already failed and people dropped into old habits and they're kind of disappointed. And I think, or I know, so if you think about really what makes people happy, then it is progression in the end. If it boils all down to progression. I learned that from the martial arts. If you progress in whatever area of your life, what's important to you, where you want to get better at or where you want to head to, then progression is what keeps people on track. A lot of people are having like the ideas that they're setting goals. They want to lose weight or want to do this and that. They want to stop smoking and all that. And that never works because they can't build up momentum and passion for what they want. Like to lose weight is not really something you're all like, yeah, psyched about. It's more like, oh, I got to do it because I don't like myself or something like that. So you want to keep in mind that change, like people always say they want to change, but change happens anyway all the time. Like your relationship will change, your age is going to change, the way you look is going to change by itself. You don't have to do that much for it. But it's more about where you want to progress to. And so I want to emphasize that for people, that they make sure they find something they really like. If it's about, let's stick with the weight losing thing. If you want to lose weight, then give yourself a goal why you want to do that. You might want to fit in a certain outfit you really love and it's very expensive. You haven't bought it yet and you're all like up for that. Or you want to, I don't know, participate in some sport event and therefore you have to. It's got to be something you really are pulled towards instead of you have to push always yourself to get there.
That makes total sense. I mean, there's nothing like, you know, a beautiful dress to inspire people or, you know, and as you said, or a sporting event, you know, and every when you think about it, everything that we do in our life, as you said, there's change always happening. And, you know, you can't stop change. So this is more about directing that change in a way that that you would be in a powerful place to be able to move forward and have the you know, the skills and the tools under your belt, so to speak, to do that. And, you know, I just also wanted to let listeners know, if you're listening in and you're not busy getting ready for New Year's Eve right now, Mark and I are willing to take calls from people, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call in and have, you know, something specifically shifted for yourself, moving into the new year, we'd be happy to do that for you. And, you know, generally, as we're talking here, Mark and I are tuning in to kind of what are the leading weaknesses that are coming up right now for people moving into this new year. And, you know, like for me right away, Mark, what I feel is that a lot of times people put so much emphasis, like you said, on this day. Yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, you know, in the new year on January 1st, I'm going to start, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of people go out tonight. And, you know, they might have a hangover tomorrow morning and be starting their day like that, which is kind of like a, you know, kind of like a catch 22, you know, a lot of yeah. times on New Year's Day, also gyms are closed, you know, different things like that. So just want to explain what you mean when you say to people that, you know, to sort of define what it is for your goal and choose something and then move forward in that way. Why is that? You know, like, because a lot of people focus on what's wrong with themselves rather than what's right with themselves is, you know, basically what I'm getting you're saying.
Well, if people focus on what they don't like, first of all, they put energy in that, right? Because their thoughts are energy. So everywhere the energy goes, flows where the attention goes. So if I'm thinking about stuff I don't want, I enhance that. So therefore, that's the first big mistake you don't want to do. You want to yes. think about what do I really want out of this, right? So could be 100 million things. People are very different. They have different goals they want to set up. But whatever the goal is, first of all, let's say I'm going to take an example by myself. I started like 2 years ago golfing, right? Because I thought it's a good thing and you meet a lot of people and something that's different than the martial arts I do. But you know what? I realized it is just a lot of pressure it takes away a lot of time, and I disappoint myself because I don't really want to play golf. I just had the idea and thought it would be nice, okay? But that's okay. Just another thing to do on my big list of to-dos every week. So I realized it's the same with Spanish. I thought I want to pick up another language, but why would I want to pick up another language? Oh, because it's cool to speak a different language. By that, back then I was traveling a lot to Spain, so it kind of made sense to me. But now I'm not, and there's not that much of use right now for me to speak Spanish. So you got to understand,
what you're setting up,
is that really something you want, or is it just a nice idea?
That's okay, like Mark, we need to go to just for a quick break. So what I'm going to do is have you finish that thought when we get back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I am hosting the show today, and my guest today is Mark Kettenbach from Germany. We will be right back to make some more shift happen. Now.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
I'm never going to look back. Whoa, I'm never going to give it up. No, please don't wake me now. This is going to be the best day of my life.
We're back on Dr. Pat, and this is Colette Marie Steffen, and I am hosting the show for Dr. Pat today. Thank you so much for the opportunity to connect with your listeners, Pat. And my guest today is Mark Kettenbach from Germany. He and I have co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars in 2014, and we are here to shift some energy for people. You feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Just before the break, Mark, you were talking about, you know, taking up golfing and taking up Spanish lessons, and how changed for you now. So do you want to just finish that thought?
Yeah, sure. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you pick something up and you're not really, really needing it or really wanting it, you end up being so in it, and it will start making you more a little bit sad or depress you than it does help and vitalize you. So if you put it in something people can more like relate to, probably because a lot of people want to lose weight, I know this, and it comes the new year starts and they want to lose the weight, find a new lifestyle, something you're passionate about, green smoothies, good water, energetic shifting. You wake up and you break your habits. You gotta be really psyched about being a new person. Define it. And therefore, you gotta make sure, and that's very important, we act towards our frame. And at somewhere around the corner, we defined ourselves in a way which we think we are today. Which means some people say, well, I'm not a sportive person, or I'm a smoker, or I'm this or that. Then the question is, when did you define that? When did you come up with the idea that you are so-so or this way or that way? See, I could tell you, I was always thinking I'm not good in the German language, because I tracked that and energetically, and I realized it was in third grade and we had to write the dictate, and I was really fading in that one. And then my mom said, well, he's good in counting but not good in German. And that's where it was defined that I'm this way. But this can be changed. It's just a thought and an acceptance to something.
And it's also a label, very important, basically.
Right. You labeled yourself. Sometimes between the age of 1 and 6, 7, we take in a lot of beliefs from our parents, teachers, and other people. So we want to question those. We want to realize first, before you set your goal, get into all the beliefs around that, that you have always been a bigger person. I've been this and that. When did it start? Okay, when did you buy into that thought, and then correct it? So in order to correct it, you might want to go to one of our seminars, right? Because we're going to be doing seminars all over in June, probably in Germany. It's not pretty sure yet, and before or after we'll be in Canada. Is that right, Colette?
Yeah, we're going to be setting the dates again, and so people can check for energeticupgrade.com for those dates.
Right. Or if they're in Europe, they can also go on my website, which is www.markkettenbach.com. It's also in English, by the way. You can click for English on that one.
Awesome. So, you know, we do have a caller on the line, so I'd like to take Patricia on here. And Patricia, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Colette. Hi, Mark.
Hi,
Patricia.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, I will be checking on those seminars. It would be nice to have some of your seminars closer to where, I mean, I know, whatever.
You
have your schedule. Anyway. Oh, in California, near Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's nice.
We'll be in Vancouver, so that's not pretty bad.
Cool. What can we see you today, Patricia?
Well, I mean, I can relate so much in what Mark was saying right now about sometimes we label ourselves or other people. Basically, the main thing I'm calling for my son, he's a teenager and a freshman in high school, and the problem is he's great, and he was diagnosed with ADHD, blah, blah, taking meds. He's very good, very smart. He doesn't have the passion for some subjects, or that I think he has the grown belief that he cannot do well when he does testing. So he can do very well sometimes in good projects. He does well in certain projects, But then when it comes to testing, so he has failing grades right now.
He's failing?
Yeah,
is he failing all grades. His grades or just particular ones?
They are very low anyways. I mean, two are core classes, and those two, one is, you know.
Because right away what came up when you said that is line of sight. Sometimes when people are having a challenge with learning, it's because their line of sight, it can come up like experiences of reading, you know, front to back. I was pretty dyslexic before. I still can be now with numbers if I don't pay attention. Having said that, you know, I have a tendency to, if I pick up a magazine, I go to the back of the magazine and I right away read from the back to the front. And it's just like it's almost instant with me. And, you know, I didn't even really notice that I was doing that until I started kind of looking into, you know, energy like that. And so a lot of times people will have some experiences, you know, throughout time and space where they've maybe read a different language from back to front. You know, people would call that past life experiences. And so right away I'm getting, let's strengthen your son to his line of sight. And the other thing I was going to ask you is, has he always been failing in his grades, or is it just in high school now?
Well, I think the problem started in in elementary, but I think he has always excuses. And the problem now is that he goes to his computer or his iPad, even if we try to limit the time. And I think he does other things, for sure, and he hides it. And
okay. So he's getting very Mark, what are you picking up here?
Well, the high school, as funny as it sounds, is weakening him to be high, be off guard. Okay. So let's make him strong to that. That he doesn't fade out with his thoughts. I'm also getting that his learning strategy is pretty weak. What he should do on a very solid end of things is, once he starts preparing for a test, he probably is at home, he's laid back, he does some of the tasks, and he lets go of it, he walks out, he does this and that. And once it comes down to in class, it's a different scenario. His stress level is different. And therefore, his brain stored the stuff at a different place on a different frequency, and he can't access that. So what we want to make him strong now to access the information material on different levels. And we also want to enhance him that if he does, let's say he has 60 minutes at home, at the testing, the test might be 60 minutes. He's got to give himself 45 minutes at home. Put a clock on the table. He's not allowed to get up, not allowed to go on the toilet, all of that. So he's starting to stress himself, okay, while learning. And then if he fails the test at home, he has to pay 10, 20, whatever his money is he has. He has to pay parts of it for charity or something so that he really gets pissed if he fails it. So I do this a lot with people. They have this problem. Once they fail, they get inside a class. One of the main things they can change right away is that if they learn, they got to learn under stress. So once they're in the actual stress, they're familiar to that. So let's make them strong to that.
Mark, you've been teaching martial arts to young people now for how long?
Oh, well, I'll teach since 99. That's like 15 years.
Yeah, and so from that experience, it's what you're talking about is the discipline, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing, though. If you teach people, that's why we don't believe in self-defense workshops and all that, because you store something. You teach people techniques. It doesn't matter if it's 1 week, 2, or 5 weeks. You never hit with them the stress level they have once they get actually in a confrontation.
Therefore,
you have to build everything up in human beings that they reach a stress level in training that is similar or somehow close to what's been when the actual case happens, and then they can access their knowledge. Otherwise, they just get into the flight, freeze, or fight mode, and it's like random play what happens. That's the same thing with anything.
So what we want to do is, Patricia, we need to go for just a short break here. If you can hang on through the break, Mark and I are going to do some more energetic shifts around your son, and then we're going to check back in with you when we come back to see, you know, if you feel any differently about it. And Mark, what's right away coming up is that the fitness, right? And so his ability to be able to make the transition from using the skills he has in other areas of life and taking them into his schoolwork. So we're going to work on that during the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I am hosting the Dr. Pat Show for Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest here today is Mark Kettenbach. We will be right back.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop. Own your leadership, own your life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am hosting for her today. Thank you, Pat. And I have Mark Kettenbach here from Germany with me today. We are taking callers. We were just speaking with Patricia about her son and his failure at school. And so we just wanted to check in with you, Patricia. Mark and I worked on your son a little bit more energetically throughout the break. When you get in touch with your son right now and you think about him at school, does it feel the same or different to you?
It does not feel good. It just does not feel good. I was fine until yesterday when we received the grade, And because they lower a lot more. I mean, they were okay, but now it's like no good.
Okay.
And I think one of the problems, he has the wrong belief system. Like he thinks that he cannot do well doing testing time. And he can do well. We know that.
Okay. So that is, is he your only son?
Yeah.
Because that's just coming up that we were working on that a bit through the break, Mark and I, about like him, the dynamics at school are very different from the dynamics at home. And so, you know, we strengthen him to that. And, you know, it is a new year. So let's strengthen for you to be able to let go of kind of the way that you think of your son now and move into a way where you support him in being like the most brilliant you know, person at school. Mm-hmm. Mark, we do have another caller on the line, so I was just going to get Mark to finish up with you, and then we'll take the next caller. Mark?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Take care, yeah, bye. She's off now?
Oh, no, Mark. She's still on. Yeah,
okay, cool, good.
Yeah, because you just wanted to, I just thought if you could give her some of your thoughts here, just how to move into the future here.
I would definitely make him like sit down with him, having clear rules how preparing for a test or an examination in school is gonna work from now on, and then do something, a reward and a punish, so to speak, system, so that he has really pressure while he does it at home. Then he will get more familiar with the pressure he faces in school.
Yeah,
that should be something you should do.
Yeah.
But also let go of and then we're gonna correct this, and you and your husband. Let go of that he has to fulfill what you didn't in your past. So let's make him strong to not carrying that he can live his own life, however that's going to be also.
Yeah, and this is, let's strengthen him to being able to move past expectations I'm getting that are coming in, and being able to really step into his potential here 100%. I'm getting this is a really smart, he's a smart young man. And so we just strengthen him to that. Yeah. Yeah. And so we just strengthen him to his intelligence, and then strengthen him also to his heart's intelligence. So
taking action also. It's weak for him taking action. He's kind of like very laid back and stuff like that. So we want to make it stronger. And then get him.
Go ahead, Mark.
Get him off television a little bit. I think he's also like a lot of kids, they're either on their iPhones or on their smartphones or on the television, and they get this continuous like flipping and sipping of stuff. Every movie is now cut very fast, so that teaches the brain to jump a lot, so then it's hard for them to hold a thought. So let's expand the time between the times where stuff changes, so he slows down, has more ability to focus on stuff, and therefore having a better concentration and remembering.
Yeah, that feels a lot stronger. Like you said, you know, reality is kind of like, you know, a movie. It's kind of, the clips are happening very quickly. And, you know, on television now and in movies, and like you said, on all the, you know, the technological equipment, everything's happening really, really quick in really fast bites. And so we want to strengthen him, like you said, what Mark, that was awesome, like expanding those in between the bites, right?
Yep.
So that he can hold a thought longer is what's coming up. So, you know, Patricia, feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny and let me know how he's doing. And let me know how you're doing.
I feel the shift, just in the last, 1 minute or so,
Thank you very much.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for calling in. We do have Gary from Folsom, California online. Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Happy New
Hi, Gary.
Year.
Hi.
How are you? What can we do for you today?
Well, as I mentioned, the challenge has been that had knee surgery a number of years ago, maybe 6 years ago or so, and about a year or two later, the knee began to stiffen up. I guess it's like an arthritic condition because of the operation, tear of meniscus and repairing it. And so just wondering what can be done about that.
Okay, so Gary, I like to get a baseline. Like right now, when you which knee is it?
The left one.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like this knee is not working for you at all and it's really bothering you, to 0 being like it's, you know, working 100%, where are you on that scale?
It's about a 5 or 6.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's coming up like it's only working at about half capacity right now. Mark, you know, you could tell Gary about your knees.
Yeah, I had knees problem hardcore. The doctors were telling me that's it. I can stop my sports and all that. And it got corrected. And they're fine. I'm still training. I'm happy with them. They're good. So what was the official story? Why did you have did they talk you into an operation?
Well, it was I developed some pain in my knee. And after some consultation with a few doctors, and I think they also took X-rays or something,
when did
or
the pain start,
MRI.
Like, was there an incident, like an accident or something?
No, it wasn't an incident. It was just wearing out, I guess. And so the diagnosis was that the meniscus was torn.
Okay. Give me a break here. Now, what I want to know is, Gary, when did it first start? Did you fall or something, or you just woke up and it hurt?
No. It was a gradual deterioration. So over time, a little bit of pain developed, and it didn't get any better. And
ask you, Gary, what age were you when the knee started bothering you? Because your age is coming up as a weakness.
Mm.
Yeah. It was probably about in my early 60s.
Okay. All right, because
How old are you right now?
I was a runner, and so maybe over time, the meniscus deteriorated reason.
Yeah. How old are you right now?
74.
Okay. Yeah, because, you see, it's coming up your age, and we just want to strengthen you, too. A lot of people go weak at 75, thinking about moving into their 75th year. We want to strengthen you to that. That's 3/4 of a century.
And he also got weak turning 60, by the way.
Yeah, when it first started happening. And that's what's coming up is, and I also what I was picking up is that there was something going on in your life when you were 60 other than physical. Like, what was going on?
Or did your partner die? Did somebody, did you lose somebody? What happened?
No, actually, at that time, things were going really well.
Okay.
Environmentally, so everything was great.
Okay, so at that time, when you were turning 60, everything was going really smoothly. I'm just picking up that there's a weakness. What happened right after? It feels like the knee sort of was like the beginning of a downhill ride.
Yeah. And I'm also getting that if stuff is... What was that? Sorry.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm also getting that he has a weakness to it, but if everything is right, then it's got to go something wrong too. And flexibility, I'm also getting a weakness with the elbows, actually both of them, not physical yet, but I'm going to get rid of that. And he has karma also with the guy who did the surgery. I'm going to take this out. Then are you married?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. There is some weakness around that.
Just strengthen all your relations. It's coming up, energetically, if you just, and this is with no judgment whatsoever, but it automatically was coming up relationship, a weakness, mm-hmm. like your left knee is basically like your past and your female, like kind of female side creativity. So we just want to strengthen you to that. A lot of times your knees are about your ability to be able to support yourself. Support others is what's coming up for you. So we just strengthen all of that for you. Just one, is your knee stiff right now?
Well, I just got done exercising, so it is, quite flexible and mobile. And it's just the longer I stand, but I'm standing, it begins to stiffen up. That's kind of the biggest problem.
Okay, so we want to strengthen you to having to stand on his own 2 feet. A lot of this stuff, yeah. So
Do you have children?
Yeah.
Okay, at the age of 60, how old were they back then?
They were in the early 30s.
Early 30s. Okay, did they do something like buying a house or something? Well, what I'm getting is that on a subconscious level, you had to stand ground for them as well. That was your belief in terms of, well, they buy something, can they afford it, or what happens if, and all that. So, and that started to hurt your knees in terms of... Yes?
No, they were pretty independent, and they're doing quite well. So they're mm-hmm. really independent and doing well in every area of their life.
Okay, so...
Still, there's a big weakness. So
yeah, the thought, it's more coming up, the thought of them not doing well. We do need to go to a break right now, so we are going to take a quick break here. If you want to hang on there, Gary, we'll come back and check in with you after the break. Mark and I will continue to just shift some more energy around this. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm hosting the show for Dr. Pat today, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to transform your life's trauma and challenges into the gift that your life was meant to be? It's time for you to take control of your soul journey to heal, grow, and shine. Manifest your destiny with Wendy Wolf, soul transformer, energy, and psychic healer. To start your soul journey, contact Wendy at healgrowshine.com or email Wendy at wendy@wendyrwolf.com and start your adventure today.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
The This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm filling in for Pat, big shoes to fill here today. Luckily, I have Mark Kettenbach here with me, co-founder of Energetic Upgrade Seminars. And we do have a caller on the line that we were working with a bit before. And Gary, we just want to check in with you. How are you feeling about your knees now? Does it feel the same or does it feel different?
Well, it feels a little bit, more flexible.
Awesome. Good. We were working on this through the break, some underlying things that we don't have time to share with you right now. But you can feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny and let me know how your knees are doing. Gary was saying that his knees stiffen up, after exercising. So we were working on that. And I'd really love to hear, after you stand for a while today, if you notice a change, because it feels like things have shifted a bit for you there. And thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for the help.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good
Mark,
New Year's today.
Yeah, happy New Year. Mark, I just wanted to, for you to share. I know you talk about a 72-hour rule when it comes to manifesting, and I really wanted you to share that with other people.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's something that's not that new, but it's very, very important. They made a lot of studies, and if people decided that they want to do something, then they have 72 hours to do the first step. And if they're not doing the first step towards what they want in 72 hours, then most likely they're not going to do it at all anymore. That's what they found out, like 3 days. So if you want to change something, make sure that every step you plan in, you start acting upon in the next 3 days. And if you did the next step, make a next step in the next 3 days again. So you always keep the momentum. Momentum is very important. Think about your car doesn't run, and you have to go outside and you push it. The start is hard, just like it's hard to swim in the ocean. The first part, when you break through where the waves break, it's hard. But once you get past that, it's easy swimming. So once you got your car to move, it's easier to keep it moving, right? So
yeah.
That's why momentum is so important. For all the people listening who have a business where people like book them or something, make sure, that's what I, for example, do. I have this rule that I answer everybody in 24 hours, not longer than that, because then they still have 48 hours left because they decided to book you or to contact you, to have a question because they might want to do business with you. So make sure that they keep the momentum so that you give them response and they're still in their 72 hours phase where they can respond again. So you want to keep
that's
emotion.
Really good advice. So it's not just your 72 hours, but it's other people's 72 hours.
True. Yeah. And you always want to use that. I mean, statistics show that if people want to do something and they don't start the next 3 days, I think 89% of them not going to do anything at all anymore after that. That's it.
Oh, okay.
And other stuff comes up, and the next Monday, next Monday, the day after next Monday, and all of a sudden it's Sylvester again, New Year's Eve, and they say, we're going to start New Year's, the next year we're going to start this, right?
Well, the good thing about New Year's is that I just want to point out to people is that, it is on the Gregorian calendar, and so different people around the world are celebrating actually the New Year at different times, right now you're 9 hours ahead of me here. Having said that, there's some people that are already into the new year at this time.
That's true, Australia and all that, right?
Yeah, and then if you really, really mess up and you haven't,
you go with the Chinese
move forward.
New Year's.
Yeah, you can. There's always the Chinese New Year's, and there's different areas in the world that celebrate, New Year's in May. When I looked
That's
it up,
true.
So I mean, it's about taking consistent steps of action.
What also helps a lot is if you put, a lot of goals are like wishes to a lot of people. And wishes have a certain coding. And that's what I'm writing about in my new book. It's called Nice to Have, The Formula for Wish Fulfilling, which will be out in English as well, by the way.
Awesome.
And what we teach people there is that you can encode those goals or wishes. Like your brain does encode stuff which you have no resistance to at all, like going to a coffee store and buying a cup of coffee. You don't have the fear that they're not going to serve you, that they're not going to give you, that you can't afford it, or it's not going to happen. All this is not with that problem. So your brain codes that different, that it codes a wish or a goal. And in the formula, I show people how do you really get into your head and code wishes or your goals the same way than such a nice to have. And then your whole subconscious will support you in order to get there.
Yeah, because it's important to recognize that when people are wishing for something, that it quite often can create situations where they're wishing for more things.
That's right. That's right. If you wish to buy a car, you probably see this car a lot. Other people have it, or the bus runs away from you and you just didn't catch it and you wish again you had a car, right?
Yeah. So wishing, you don't want to create too many more situations where you wish you have something. It's more of a feeling yourself with that, right? Feeling
true.
What it's like to have what you want and moving forward like that. You know, we're getting close to the end of the hour here, and I was just, you know, do you have words of advice for people that are going to be listening to this, you know, in the archives, because a lot of people are busy today and, you know, already out and about. We just want to, I would like for you to just share something with people that you feel would be empower them to move forward in the strongest way this year.
Well, to me, I would love to sum it up real quick. If you want something, sit down and make sure if it's just a nice thought, you would like to have it, or is this something you want? Is it a must for you? If it becomes a must, then you're more likely to act upon it. Then look again, when did you define that you're not that type of person? Why don't you have it already, okay? Check your beliefs, then start to set goals in a way that you go like with 72 hours to 72 hours, what can you do next step, right? Make sure that you start. And then I would suggest to everybody either come to one of our seminars or come to your radio show again, that you know how to shift energy, that you get blocks out of the way, which are there, which you're not seeing, and you can't grab it with your mind. Because you got to detect it might be from other lifetimes, from other stuff. You got to get rid of those in order to get what you want. Very important.
And it's exactly like, because it can become so frustrating for people when they don't understand why things aren't coming easily, or it seems like it requires a lot of effort. Generally, if you're in alignment with your heart and, you know, with your purpose in life, then it really makes it a lot, things have a tendency to flow more smoothly. And you know, but the universe, you can't just sit there and expect the universe to just give you what you want. It requires some energy, you know, that you have to, you know, it's not about putting too much effort in, but it's about taking action. The universe loves to see action. And so you know, thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate you coming on and, you know, onto the show. And you have a fabulous New Year's Eve.
And, thank you very much, Colette. Thank you for having me, right?
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. And I also wanted to thank Dr. Pat for giving us this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And Happy New Year to you, Pat. And also just for I do have another upcoming radio show in a few minutes here, and that will be with Jake Ducey, who is a 23-year-old who has a best-selling book. And, you know, this has been a real pleasure for me today. I had my radio show at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, and I had Phil Free on there, and now with you, and then next coming up with Jake. And it really is awesome to connect with people that are dedicating themselves to providing this information for others to move forward as in stronger versions of themselves. So I really, I feel like I'm starting off my new year in a really great way here. And
cool.
Want to thank everybody listening in now, listening in later, and we will talk again soon.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Mind.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop. Own your leadership, own your life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive two 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full one-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included. Space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.